Chapter 3. Clutter. Clutter, mental and physical. The clutter has got to go. I think we can all agree upon that. But then we procrastinate. We say we will get to this later. It's only temporary. But then temporary turns from days to weeks to months, and soon this clutter has become a fixture, a design element, if you will, and an unwelcome one at that. Before we know it, we have little piles everywhere. Piles of semi-sorted mail, piles of clothes that need to be donated to charity, piles of scrapbook supplies, piles of old magazines that you plan on going through to cut out pictures for your vision board. Don't try to deny it. Piles of miscellaneous things that, like magnets, become attracted to each other. Piles. Every time you look at these piles, you are reminded of work you have to do. You even beat yourself up a little. You make a promise to yourself that you will do it. But when you get a spare moment, you are so exhausted that you would rather do anything than sort through those piles. So instead, you make a cup of tea and watch a show on TV and put it out of your mind. But the piles are still there. Oh well, one day. Listen, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed because I know exactly how that feels. I have been doing pretty well with clutter clearing. I was really keeping a manageable hold on the clutter. Well, most of the clutter. I would say about 80% of the clutter in my home I was able to keep at bay. I developed clutter-busting systems and stuck to them. I kept my hotspots and stagnant spaces clear, which we'll discuss in a moment. But for some reason, there were certain areas of my home where I just couldn't kick the clutter. I knew the root of my problem was deep, and if I had this problem, a lot of other people must have it too. So I did what any other angst-ridden housewife in Santa Monica would do. I consulted a feng shui expert. My friend Nicole is just such a person, and we had a long talk. She told me that so many clutter issues stem from a scarcity mindset, the unconscious belief that we need to hold on to things in case something bad happens. We tell ourselves we need our possessions, and we cling to them mentally and physically. Nicole was right. It's funny because, deep down, I already knew this. I am worried that if I throw something away, I will need it.